Hi, Oscar. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Okay.
Awesome. My name is Nadine Medina. I'm one of the regional specialists. I know you were talking with my representative, and I was hearing part of the conversation. I know you had some questions for Cynthia regarding the address, right, and that Google requires it for the verification,
right.
Correct? So I
right.
wanted to first off address that with you to kind of clarify it, because you're mobile. It's not like you have a storefront. No
right.
one comes to buy products from you. So you definitely don't want that address showing. You don't mind giving the address, but you don't want your address to appear. It kind of sounds like you're like other businesses that operate from your home. We call it a home office, okay?
Right.
So part of the verification is Google wants your address that's associated with your business because it's part of their verification process. However, the address is hidden because you don't have a storefront. Google doesn't want your address to show anywhere online. So we hide the address, okay? People don't come to you. You go to them, especially if they're locked out of their car. You know what I mean?
Right.
So we would make sure that the address is hidden. Does that kind of clarify? But they do require the address just because they're verifying that you're a legitimate company. It's part of their process is all. Okay?
Right.
Does that kind of make sense so far?
Yeah.
Okay,
right.
Perfect. Now, the reason that we were reaching out to you today, Oscar, is because we just had this position open up within our company for your category. And we're looking for a company really that's a good fit. And I will say this, that when I searched for your company by name, it shows me wherever you're listed online, okay? And you're based out of Pittsburgh, correct? That's your home base.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
So when I did that search, you know, I saw some really good reviews. I saw some really good reviews on Yelp. And they're even mentioning your name when they've written the reviews. So I wanted to really
right.
point that out to you. I also see you listed on MapQuest, Veo Nextdoor, Yahoo. Okay. There's even another directory. It's called, Multi Locksmiths. So it's like a directory for locksmiths as well that I saw you listed there. You know, I see good reviews. Nothing negative about your company, little bit of online presence. But what this all tells me, Oscar, is that you provide a quality service. And I think you and I can agree on that, right? You've been in business 2.5 years, but you've done great work. And that's really the kind of company
yeah.
that we're looking to work with. So if we were to start working with you on the first page of Google, we close out the category. Now, what that would mean is that we won't work with anyone else in your territory who's offering the same services. So the reason for that is because we would want to make sure, Oscar, that your company is getting the maximum amount of phone calls and exposure. Make sense so far?
Yeah.
Okay. Aside from the Yelp and like the Nextdoor, have you created like a Facebook page for the business yet? Or any other type of marketing that you're doing that generates a little bit more business for you?
Right now, we're just a lot of people getting this business more to expand with the word of mouth, you know.
And that's good.
Yeah,
that's good.
That's how I'm getting my business too.
That's really good. Well, this says a lot about your company. People are referring you to others because you've done great work, right? And I know
right.
you mentioned you're strictly just automotive. So do you do the rekeys, the fobs, all that? Lockouts,
everything
emergency lockouts?
With cars, yeah.
Okay. Everything related to the cars as far as like being, you know, with the lockouts.
With the keys, doors,
yes.
yeah.
Okay.
Programming,
okay.
all that stuff.
Programming and all that. Okay, perfect. Keyless entry, stuff like that. Okay.
Yeah.
And then now, do you ever go on Facebook though? I mean, you yourself. Do you use Facebook?
The thing is that, see, there's another situation
okay.
with my full name, because I noticed that, they can track you down. If they can see your full name, they can go on Google and search your name and they can find out where you live. And I think I had it with what was it, Nextdoor? No. It was another app that I did. I had to cancel that because
uh-huh.
it was showing my full name on it, you know. So just that's the reason I had only Oscar, because I don't want my full name. You know,
yeah.
you know how
well, no,
you can Google any full name and they can find out where you live.
Yeah.
You know that?
Well, we don't. So let me clarify. We don't list your name on there. Okay. The reason that I was asking you about the Facebook page, so to kind of explain it to you like this, Oscar, when we're talking about that local map section of Google, the local map is going to get you found on the first page. Anyone that's within your zip code, okay, and anyone that's within 5 to 10 miles from your zip code, because that's what Google says is your local area, okay?
Right.
So anyone within 5 to 10 miles is going to find you on the first page of Google, your profile, and they'll be able to call you, right? Now,
yeah.
I know you mentioned that you travel up to 30 miles, right? So,
right.
In order for us to get you found also within the 30-mile radius, we would run Facebook ads, okay? Now, Facebook ads, those basically, if someone does a search on Google for your service, let's say they didn't call you, but they're on their Facebook page, they're going to see your Facebook ad appear for your business, okay? Not your personal,
right.
for your business. And that also helps you reach more new clients. However, we make it unique, Oscar, where you could target an audience by interest, income level, or by location. And it'll definitely cover the 30 miles. It can cover up to 50, actually. But we could put
yeah.
you at the 30-mile radius. When they click on your campaña, on your Facebook ad, they're calling you directly. I know a lot of our clients have seen great results. Okay?
Right.
And that's why I was mentioning, I was asking you if you had a personal Facebook, even if you didn't set one up for the business, because if you didn't, we would create you, okay, a business Facebook page. And the business Facebook page is created through your personal one, but no one sees your personal page. It's just how it's created. So this way, you have the ownership and access to that Facebook page. Okay? And that's how we're able to run the Facebook ads. Does that kind of make a little bit more sense in regards to
right.
Facebook?
I do have a personal Facebook.
Okay.
You know, kind of.
And again, no one's going to see your personal Facebook. We just create that all business pages for Facebook are created through your personal page. Okay? Because there's one particular package, honestly, that I would like to offer you. It's our Platinum package. Now, our Platinum package includes both the Google and Facebook marketing. So the way that we do things here, Oscar, is we set our program where it's a fixed flat rate. It's a month-to-month program, and there are no contracts. We do not charge you per call. We do not charge you per job or per click. What we do is we set it at that flat rate. Now, what I'm doing is I'm applying a credit for you for being a new business, okay, because you're under the 5-year mark. I know you're at 2.5 years, so we still consider you a new business. This is going to save
yeah.
you a little bit over 50%. So your monthly flat rate would be $249 a month. It will come with just a one-time $99 setup fee, and that is just to cover your programming. So your initial investment to get started today would be $348. But now every month after that, you would just be paying the $249 a month, month to month, no contracts, no click fees. What this would include is us getting you verified through Google, creating you the Google business profile, optimizing it, and maintaining it on the first page. We do content creation on Bing. We also will build you the business Facebook page. We're going to do Facebook advertising, okay? We could retarget an audience by interest, income level, or by location so that when your ad appears and they click on it, they call you directly. Now, I know you don't have a website. I would include one for you that we would build, host, and maintain. Oscar, the website that we build are Google compliant and mobile friendly. And we can add pictures, biography about your company, hours of operation, forms of payments that you accept. We're going to attach that website where your business is listed. We can even add reviews that people have left for you on your Google business profile. We can add them on there so they could read your reviews on, excuse me, on your website. Now that website would be attached where your business is listed. And we also cover the mobile platform. Now, anytime, Oscar, that someone's using their iPhone or their Android or even their tablet to search for your services, they would also find you listed on that first page of Google immediately. So pretty much the package that we're offering you is going to cover all of your bases. But it is a month-to-month program, and that's with no contracts. We'll ask you, you know, to stick it out 2 months, but you pay monthly. And if at any time you want to cancel, you just call 3 business days before the billing is due to discontinue the services. There's no cancellation fee. We simply part as friends.
Okay, there's one question that I have that I still don't understand. How is it that you go to do through Google if they don't verify me? I mean, what's going to, how is it that you're going to work that out?
So first of all, we're a Google channel partner. We help many businesses with getting verified. And some that are already verified, we help them with their online placement on the first page. Okay. Part of the verification process, Oscar, and we send you a list, right? Google is going to require for you to do a video. Okay. But we send you a list of pictures that we need, right? We're going to tell you, Oscar, send us pictures of your work tools, your work equipment. Send us a picture of your work vehicle. Send us a picture of your business license, your insurance. Send us a photo of business cards you hand out, right? Then if you have invoices, send us a picture of an invoice that doesn't have your client's information on it, right? The reason that we ask you for these items is because it's required by Google. Now, some of those items you might not have, and that's okay. We want you to send us the ones that you can. Okay, the thing with locksmiths, and I'm going to be honest with you, a lot of times it's a little bit more difficult for you to do it because Google does advanced verification, right? Because you're a locksmith. You have access to someone's home if you're rekeying their house lock, right? You have access to their vehicle. The same thing with garage door businesses. Same thing. They have to go through this advanced verification. This is something we do for a lot of our clients who have difficulty like yourself in doing it. As far as the address, like I mentioned to you, Google requires the address because they want to see that you're a legitimate company. Okay, yes, you operate from your home, but that address is hidden. It cannot show anywhere on Google. Google does not want anyone popping up at your house. So we hide the address. Trust me. There's many businesses, majority of businesses out there are like you. They're mobile, general contractors. They don't have an office. They have a home office, right? But they go to the homes of businesses or residents, right, that need work done on their home. No one's coming to them to buy tile or to buy some products. So because you're not a storefront, your address would be hidden. But you got to have an address, and it cannot be a P.O. box or a virtual office because Google doesn't accept that. They want a physical address is what they want.
Yeah, right. I do have a it's like a P.O. box through a UPS store where I live.
Yeah.
You know, it's like a actual address, they call it, because when I did my locksmith license, you know, usually with the government, you know, when you do that license with them, they need the address of you, but they give you another option for you to hide your actual address.
Right.
You know, so they don't post it. They can show my information about my license being valid, but my address, they will not show it.
Yeah, but your address wouldn't show.
Right. So I got a, like a P.O. box number. They will accept that to have like a P.O. box for mailing.
No.
For mailing.
They will not. They will suspend it. They will not.
Well, they do have it. I do have that's what I got as an address. Well, actually they do have my actual address where I live, but for mailing is the P.O. box. You know what I'm saying? So they have my address. with what they will not post it, but they have the PO box for mailing, and that's what I got on my license. They accepted that. They did accept it.
So let me tell you what's going to happen, Oscar. I've been working for Local Splash for years. We've seen this many times. What's going to happen, okay, even if they accepted it right now, they're going to suspend your account. Because why? It's a PO box. You know how many businesses use a PO box? A lot of businesses. If all those businesses use the same address to verify their business, Google doesn't like that. Google wants one business verified at one address. Trust me. They're going to deny
it.
I know for a fact.
It's got a number. You know, it's got the same address, but they got different numbers
Understand that, but it is a look up that address of the PO box, and you're going to see that there's a bunch of businesses.
That's why Google didn't verify it.
Exactly. That's why I'm telling you, you have to use your home address.
Right, because when I
there's no way around
when I
it,
did that,
unfortunately.
Right, when I did that, they find out that that was a UPS. It shows UPS. Mm-hmm. I don't show my address.
Yep.
That's why they couldn't verify it.
Yeah.
You know.
Exactly. And that's why they do
but
that.
With the government, I did put the PO box. It's not like a PO box. They call it like an address. I called them first to find out that, yeah, I didn't want my address to show. And they suggest me, why don't you use one of those address that they got?
Suggest it, and I get why they say it, but they're not Google. Google has their requirements, and Google is Google.
Oh, yeah, right.
They want the physical
right.
address. I'm not talking, the government, they do what they do. This is completely different. We're talking about
right.
marketing. I'll tell you what happened, Oscar, okay? A lot of businesses that aren't even legitimate, okay? You're a legitimate
right.
company. You're licensed. Trust me, I saw even on your Yelp, it shows your licensing and everything, right? That you're legitimate.
Yes.
Okay? So there's businesses out there that were listing themselves on Google, and they weren't legitimos, right? They weren't legitimate companies.
Mm-hmm.
Those businesses were lowballing legitimate companies like yourself, right? Taking away business from you, who's an actual legitimate company. So you're losing
right.
money. So Google
right.
was like, nope, we're changing the way that people got to verify now. We want legitimate
exactly.
businesses on Google, and that's why they did this, right? Which, honestly, it's a beneficio to you. Then,
right.
because it's
yeah.
helping you, right? So, yeah, there's no way around it. No virtual box office. They don't do it. Even people that
right.
have tried and got it verified later on, they were suspended. And they're like, I don't know why I got suspended. And I've talked to them
exactly.
and I've asked them, what did you verify at? Well, I have a virtual office. Okay. And it has a unit number. Okay. Look up that address on Google. And all of a sudden, Oscar, you see like six different companies that are using that same address for the virtual. I said, that is why
right.
Google suspended you. You are not using
right.
your own physical address. And that's why they suspended you. They won't use a virtual office, and they will not use a PO box. And then they're like, oh, but I don't want
right,
my address to show. And that's okay. We can make sure that the address is hidden. It is not a problem. But they specifically want you to use your physical address. And so, yeah, so that's what I'm saying.
Right.
It's always better to do it the right way than to try it the way that you want to do it. And then later on, you get suspended, and then it's more of a headache for you to get it out of the suspension, right? Because now you're having to wait and appeal. I mean, we're able to do it a lot quicker than you individually doing it because we're a Google channel partner and we have a representative. And it still
right.
takes us a little bit of time. But we can get it done a lot quicker than if you try to do it on your own to get it out of suspension.
Right.
Because it could be a real headache.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But with our program, I mean, we do all the work, Oscar, so that you can focus on your jobs. You would have the ownership to your Google business profile. We're just listed as managers. And the same thing would be also with the Facebook page. Okay. You'll also have a customized tracking and reporting system so that you can track your results with us. And see what phone calls you're receiving, where they perform the location of the search, how many phone calls you received, you know, view your keywords, how many times they clicked on your Facebook ad, because we want you to be able to track all of that, Oscar, and really not just take our word for it that the program works. And then any time that you have, you know, updates, you have changes, you're going to have a team here within our company that is dedicated to your account. Okay. We assist you with everything so that you can focus on your jobs. Right. So we have a team dedicated to you. I was going to ask you this 925-664-3911 number. Is that a number that you can receive text messages on?
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah, that's a business.
Let me do this, Oscar. I want to send this to you. Well, I wasn't sure. Sometimes it might be a tracking number, and I don't want to mess with that, you know. I just sent you a link right now. So the kind of websites that we build are Google compliant and mobile friendly. And so I sent you an example of a website so that you see like the design or the layout of it. Of course, this is a locksmith, you know, that does, you know, more than just, you know, autos, right? But for you, we would make sure that it's just dedicated to you, that you service just automotive, right? So whether Go ahead.
I had a situation with Yelp that, you know, I only do cars. And I was, you know how Google, they charge you for lead, right? And all the, you know, when people
with
check your website.
They click on it. Uh-huh.
Right. They charge you every time. And I was getting so many from people about houses. I don't, you know, I had to send them a text. I don't do houses. And I was getting charged through Yelp.
Man.
And I talked. So I talked to that one other person. So I guess they were going to work it out to see if they can fix that or do something so that way I wouldn't get those calls and get charged just for nothing.
Right.
You know. So it's got a lot better, you know, than before. So, you know, so I don't know what you did, but it had to be only for cars, like I told them before.
Oh,
but anyway,
man.
I want to see
I just sent it to you. If you click on the link, so the websites that we build, right, they're Google compliant and they're mobile friendly. Okay.
Right. So where are you guys located?
We're in California, but we're on the south side. We're in Orange County, Fountain Valley, California.
You know about the fireplace, huh?
Yes, I know. Well, no, we're not too close. Like, that's more like in Los Angeles. So Orange County, we're in between Los Angeles and San Diego. So we're actually, if you know where Disneyland's at, we're like 20 minutes away from Disneyland.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And I can tell you speak Spanish.
I do. Como de pocha, pero aunque sea, me pueden entender.
Okay, qué bueno. Yeah, okay. Pues entonces,
and we build a website for you, you know, with your content, right? And definitely we would be focused on the automotive, right? Definitely focused on that. Yeah, because I mean, you don't do houses and we don't want you getting calls for that. Although here's the best thing, right? Our program is a flat rate. Okay, Oscar, no importa, like if you got 50 calls, 100 phone calls, I mean, if you got like 20 jobs, like you're still paying that same flat rate, okay?
Right.
You could cherry pick the jobs you want to take, right? Like if you said, hey, I'm booked out, I'm sorry, I can't get to you in time or whatever, you're not going to be charged for that call because it's a flat rate that you're paying. And that rate, even though it's a new in business rate that I'm offering you, no se cambia. That price will never change on you, no matter how long you're with us. If you were with us for 6 months or even 6 years, it's still going to be the same price, no matter what. Okay?
Right.
And I mean, I think with it being a monthly program, Oscar, you know, I feel this is a great opportunity for you. And I mean, I think it's worth giving a shot. This way we can prove it to you, right?
Right. It sounds good. You know, like I said, I was very skeptical with, when I was talking to the other lady because
I've been
getting a lot of calls from people and, we can get you on Google and, you know, and especially if they sound like from India, what the hell? That sounds like a scam. You know, they're trying to get my information.
No,
they almost got me one time, you know, and you know, these days, a lot of people, they just,
you just
don't
know. You just don't know who you're talking to. And I get that, Oscar. And mira, I'm always going to be transparente contigo. I'll always be transparent, right? We're in Fountain Valley, right. California. We've been doing this. We just turned 20 years in December. We've been helping businesses like yourself with that online placement, right?
Right.
And that's why when I was listening to your conversation when you were talking with Cynthia, that's why I addressed immediately the issue about the address. I wanted to be very clear with you on that. Because right. that's a concern for you. And I don't blame you. And I feel like, let me address his question first regarding the address, because that to me is the most important, is addressing
right.
that, right?
Exactly.
And I'm glad that we've had this conversation in discussing that and that you have a better understanding. And it sounds like you're very educated as far as, like, you know, what Google requires. You and I both know that, right?
Exactly.
And I'm glad. I'm glad. You know, that's the hardest part of my job is when, you know, people are decepcionados, right? You know, especially gente Latino, you know, they've tried with certain
yeah.
companies that, and it's not explained to them, and andan invirtiendo dinero y después, you know, desconfiados, because they weren't told specifically how it worked and what have you, and that's the hardest part of my job, you know.
Right.
You understand how it works, and you see the value in it, right? So,
yeah.
You know, give us the opportunity to help you grow your business and to get you on Google. You know, it's a monthly program. I mean, I'll ask you to stick it out 2 months, okay? I call it a 2-month verbal agreement, but you pay monthly, Oscar. And if you decided later on down the road que ya no quieres continuar, well, you just make sure you at least call 3 business days before your billing date. And así nomás, apartimos como amigos. Simple as that.
Yeah. No, no. I mean, it sounds okay. It sounds pretty good. So, what is your name?
My name is Nadine Medina.
Nadine.
I know. I tell my mom que me dio un nombre de castigo because you can't, you
Nadine.
Cannot pronounce my first name in Spanish. Yeah, it's French Russian is what my first name
okay.
is. It means hope.
Yeah, I was.
Why did you name me Esperanza? You know, that's easier.
I was going to ask you something else.
Yeah.
Is that the best price you got right now for that to start?
It is for this particular package, yes, because this package, normally, I'm going to be very honest with you, it's very expensive. Normalmente, this package is $599 a month, the original cost. And it has a one-time $299 setup fee. But because you're a new business still, I know a lot of times, andas invirtiendo mucho dinero, right, to start the business.
Right.
So
right.
we want to give you a more reasonable rate and opportunity to be on the first page. So that's why I'm able to bring down the cost from $599 a month to $249. And I'm able to waive because I put in that you have really good reviews on Yelp to discount $200 off of the setup fee. And that's why your setup fee is only $99. So it would
right.
be the $348 for you to start it today. But then every month after that, Oscar, it's $249 a month. And that's with the website and everything included that I mentioned to you and us getting you verified through Google, creating you your Google business profile, you know, optimizing that. Creating the business Facebook page as well and doing the Facebook ads. You're not going to have taxes or other hidden charges on any of this. It's always going to be that flat rate.
Yeah, well, I guess we can give it a try, see what happens.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let me do this. What's the best email for you, Oscar? Because I'm going to send you everything in writing so that way you have your proof of what I said, what's included,
okay.
and the price. So what's the best email for you? This is just for our records here, the email. We're not going to post it anywhere online, okay?
Yeah, it's Starkeys925
okay.
at Google.
At gmail.com?
Yeah.
Okay. Well,
just
start
remember
right now.
To put,
go ahead.
No, just remember to put Starkeys together, you know, keys.
Yes, Starkeys with an S at
right.
the end of the key. Got it.
Right.
925@gmail.com.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you have access
yeah.
to your email right now? To make sure you get the email?
Yes,
if
I
you
do
can.
Got access.
Okay. So I'm going to send you these two emails right now. The first one is coming from Nadine Medina at Local Splash. It's going to say Google and Facebook marketing. Okay.
Okay.
That's going to show you everything that's included in the package. The monthly cost is $249 a month with a one-time $99 setup fee. We're including the website, Facebook advertising. Okay. Now, the second one that you're going to receive from me, it's going to say client dashboard analytics. Now that one is going to give you an overview of our reporting system. So when you're tracking your results with us, you'll have an idea of how the reports will look. They're very simple. It's nothing complicated. We like to make it as simplified for our clients as possible. Okay. So le mandé dos.
Okay.
I sent you two emails. Okay. Now.
Right
now, while we're on the phone, I'm going to send you the number to our customer service department. So, Oscar, you're going to have someone here dedicated to your account. Anytime that you have an update, you have a change, you have a question, you have a concern regarding your account, you're going to contact our customer service department, and I'm going to send you that number right now. So as soon as you receive it, let me know. Now, I want to ask you, I mean, because your English is beautiful. You speak really good English. Do you prefer that your account with us, do you prefer to talk with someone in Spanish when we're speaking with you? Do you prefer someone in English, or it doesn't matter?
No, English, I'd rather. There's some Spanish word that I don't understand. So
I know, me too.
English,
I'm kind of I'm a pocha. Only my grandpas. Hey, solo mis abuelos eran de Mexico. You know what I mean? And so, like, that's why I was my grandpa's consentida, because out of 21 grandkids, I'm the only one that spoke Spanish. So I always spoke to him in Spanish out of respect, but I learned, like, Spanglish.
Yeah, usually grandpa, they always talk in Spanish.
Well, you know what it is? It's no nos enseñaron to speak in Spanish because when the adults were talking, they didn't want us kids to understand what they were talking about, right?
Oh,
but yo me puse bien trucha. I paid attention. I learned.
Yeah.
Now, the text that I sent you, it has our 877 number. I want you to save that phone number in your contacts under local splash. So this way you never lose our phone number. Okay, Oscar? So make sure you save our phone number in your contacts. Local splash. Now, if you look, I already sent you your username and your password for your client dashboard. The username in that text is going to be your phone number. No dashes. And your password is all lowercase, one word, my leads. It's in the text message I sent you. Okay?
Oh,
now,
one of the texts you sent me?
Yeah. Look at the latest text message I sent you with our phone number. It'll say, welcome, here are your credentials for your client dashboard.
I haven't got it yet.
You haven't got it yet? It should be coming through. We'll give it a couple minutes. Okay? Let me know once you hear the beep. All right. Now, your last name, Oscar, this is just for the account information here with us. It's not going to post anywhere online. Okay?
Right. It's Santa Maria.
All one word or two words?
One word.
Madre de Dios. Hey. Santa Maria.
Yeah, almost, yeah.
And then the phone number that you want listed for your company for clients to contact you on is the 925-664-3911, correct?
Yeah, right.
Okay. And the company name should show as Spare and then Keys, two separate words, correct?
Right, Spare Keys.
Okay. And what is your home address, Oscar? Remember that this address is going to be hidden. It will not show anywhere on Google.
Oh, so you're going to take all the information right now?
Yeah, because we're going to get you set up, absolutely, so we could start working on this for you.
I see. Where is the last text? I still haven't got it yet.
I'll resend it. Did you get the other two that I sent you?
I got the two, yeah.
Okay, let me resend it.
Is this through the Gmail, right? Not through text.
No, le estoy mandando text message. Te mandé el text message.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I sent you, so I sent you two emails with everything in writing.
Oh,
and
okay.
Now I'm sending you the text with our customer service phone number because I want you to save that in your contacts on your phone. So this
right,
way you have
it.
Our phone number already programmed. Do you see it?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Do you see that I already included your username and your password?
Right. I got
okay.
it.
Okay. Perfect. That's why I wanted to make sure that you got the text. Okay? And then you see
okay.
your username is your phone number. Your password is my. Let me go back.
Right.
It's all one word,
yeah,
though.
I got it.
Lowercase. Okay, perfect. Make sure, please, 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 please save our phone number in your phone. So this way you never lose it. You always have it on you. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Now, so the address is going to be needed for the Google verification. But remember, your home address is hidden. It has to be hidden. Google doesn't want it showing.
Right. Okay, 1647.
Uh-huh.
Birdhaven Way in Pittsburgh, California. Birdhaven together.
Birdhaven, one word. Okay.
Right.
Okay. Is the zip code, it's giving me the suggestion of 94565.
Right. That's the one.
Okay. Okay. Perfect. Okay. Now I wanted to do this here. Let me see. I'm going to start going over some notes with you, Oscar, because when we set up either for today or tomorrow, you're going to have a client interview with my technician, and my technician is going to talk to you about your keywords, the website. They're going to talk to you about the areas that we're going to target, your Facebook ads, and that's really where the magica is going to happen, not so much with me. But I want to notate some things for my technician so that way they would know where to start from. So... automotive lockouts, auto lockouts, I'm putting, auto rekeys, right?
Right.
Keyless entries, auto keyless entries, because I'm putting autos, para que sepan, it's strictly auto. So
right.
auto rekeys, fobs,
programming.
You do as well, right?
Right.
Auto key programming. I'm trying to think what else. What about emergency auto lockouts?
Yes, we do that too.
Okay. Auto locksmith is another one. Okay, perfect. Okay. And then let me see here. Are you a 24/7 operation?
No.
No? Okay.
I'm a retired guy,
cool.
you know that.
No way.
Yeah, so I'm
you still sound
I'm
young.
60. Yeah, that's I look like younger too. I don't look like 68, you know, so
no way. Really?
Yeah, I'm 68.
Oh, well, you're still
I look
young.
like 50. I look like 55. That's what a lot of girls tell me.
Then you taking care of yourself. Mira nomás.
yes, I am.
Good for you. Good for you.
I got to take care of myself for my grandkids, you know.
Oh, how many grandkids do you have?
I got three, you know.
Oh, do you? Ah, te gané. My daughter's having our number 15.
What?
Yeah, what? My husband and I are going to have 15 grandkids now. Ya empezaron bien
wow.
jóvenes. I know.
Wow.
We tell them, estudiar, and they didn't listen. They said, no, we want kids. I'm like, oh, my gosh, they wouldn't listen to me, you know, but it's okay. You know, what do I know?
Yeah.
I have gray hair just to have it.
So you are already
a grandma?
Long time married?
Yeah. My second husband, he's my second marriage, but we've been together, yendo para 15 años. So between
okay.
he and I, we have 15 grandkids. Todos son míos. I don't care. I don't ever say como they're like my step or anything like that.
Right.
Pero entre los dos, we have 15. Yeah, it'll be.
Oh, that's nice.
We're having our baby shower this weekend, so I'm excited. Oscar, do you have a logo creado for your business? Do you have a business logo?
Yes, I do.
Okay. You have any pictures?
Yes.
Okay. Has some photos. I'm going to put photos. Has business logo. Okay. Well, good for you that you take care of yourself for the grandkids. Grandparents are the best. I love my grandkids. I love them, love them.
That's the future.
Yes. You are so, so right. You are so right. I mean, my daughter always says, you love them more than you love us. I'm like, it's not that. It's I could spoil them and send them home. Right?
Yeah.
I don't have to be regañándoles.
Right. You know, and I was thinking, you know, there's a, one of the reasons that this is kind of working out. We see how things goes, right? And, because right now with the immigration deal, I deal with a lot of Hispanic people.
Do you?
And, I'm sure I'm going to lose business because, you know, there's a lot of people that are going to be deported and, you know what I'm saying? This will affect any type of business, not just mine. Because,
yeah.
You know, Spanish people, they're all over the place.
Yeah.
So, and, you know, having an extra advertisement and then plus Google, you know, which I'm trying to get. I mean, we'll see how things goes, you know. I will hang around with this, your company if everything works good.
Yeah, this is going to be good for you. It's really going to be good. And then I'm going to put you down for the 30 miles, right?
Yeah. You
want to cover 30 miles, menos or más? You tell me.
Okay, it can be like 40 miles, but...
you can change
what about
it
there's
anytime.
What about there's a city that is probably like 30 miles, and that, which I don't want to go.
So
can that be
unlisted? Yeah, you could say, you know what? You could even tell my technician, listen, these are the only cities that I want to target. We could do that too, as long as they're no more than 50 miles away. You could choose the city
that you want.
Okay.
We can do that way then.
So yeah. I'm going to put 40 miles, and then I'm going to put in parentheses, we'll give the cities he wants to target. So that way you can work on that tonight, or no, are you going to have time for your client interview today?
Today, I don't think so.
Okay, we'll do it tomorrow,
do it tomorrow,
so at least tonight, yeah. So at least tonight, you have time to write down the cities that you want to target, and then you give it to my technician tomorrow, because I'm going to put, we'll provide the cities he wants to target, okay? I put 40 miles, but you could say, sabes que, tomorrow you could tell him, listen, put me for the 40 miles, but not this city, right? So that way they know where you could say, I want to target these cities or these condados. As long as it's within 50 miles, you're good. If it's more than 50 miles away, it's not going to cover it, okay? But
right.
You'll be fine. When we communicate with you, Oscar, do you prefer that we call you, text you, email, all three, phone in, text? What do you prefer when we contact you?
I think by calling it would be good.
Okay. Maybe phone and text would be good?
Right, both of those. Yeah.
Okay. And what are your hours of operation? Are you like Monday through Friday, Monday through Saturday?
I'm from Monday to Sunday.
Monday to Sunday.
But the time, that's what, I'm only from, you
that's
know,
okay.
7:30 to 5 o'clock.
Okay. Okay. Perfect.
Like
that's
I said,
fine.
You know, I'm retired and I don't
yeah.
really want to be working until midnight.
Crazy working.
I don't need to be doing that stuff.
Yeah,
you know?
No. No, and you know what? And listen, if someone called you at 6 and said, hey, I have an emergency lockout, y si le conviene, you can say, okay, yeah, I can be there. Or you can say, you know what? I'm sorry. I'm not going to be able to get to you. It's not going to penalize
right.
you in any way. Okay? That won't hurt you.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. What are the forms of
right.
payment that you typically take? Like, do you do cash?
Visa, credit cards. You know.
Oh, you do credit cards and debits? Okay. Do you do Zelle
yeah.
or anything like that, or Cash App, any of
that's,
those?
Yeah. Zelle. Yeah.
Zelle. Okay. So I'll put cash, credit, debit, or Zelle. Okay. Perfect.
Right.
Now tomorrow for your client interview, I'm going to block out an hour. And the appointment, you don't need to be in front of the computer, but the appointment could take 30, 40 minutes, sometimes a little bit longer, depending on how many questions or details you have. How does your schedule look for tomorrow so I can see what we have available for you?
Tomorrow, sure, we can.
Like what time would you prefer?
I would say probably about, you know, 9 or 10.
I do have an appointment between 9 and 10 or 10 to 11. Which one would you like?
Let's do it 10 to 11 then.
10 to 11. Okay. So tomorrow we're going to call you from an 877 number. I'm going to send you a calendar invite. If I'm not on a call or in a meeting, I'm actually going to be the one to call you to introduce you to the technician. So we'll call you tomorrow between 10 and 11, and you just want to make sure, Oscar, that you're answering all calls within that hour. Now, if for some reason when we call you, you're in the middle of a job, right, and you need like 5 or 10 more minutes, just pick up the call and just say, hey, can you call me right back? And we'll call you right back. I'm also going to send you a reminder, too, an hour before your interview. Sin caso se le pase, right, like you forget. At least I'm sending you that reminder an hour before that we're going to be calling you, okay? So I'm just sending you that invite now. Now, we're, the last things that we need to go over is the billing, okay? So, Oscar, the card that you're going to use to make the payment, does that card have your name? Does it have the business name, or is it in both?
Let's see. What do you mean, like the payments that have to, is this a payment every month or?
So I'm going to read you and I'm going to walk you through a voice verification recording. Okay. In that recording, I'm going to state, I'm going to outline our service agreement. I'm going to state in there that your payment for today for the initial investment will be charged on January 29th, 2025. And I'm going to say the amount of $348. Okay. I'm going to also say that it's a two-month verbal agreement, so that means that your second payment would be charged on the 29th, well, which February is the 28th, so it's going to be charged on the 28th of February in the amount of $249. Now, I'm also going to state in there, and I'll walk you through it first before we take your payment, okay? I'm going to also state in there that once you complete your term, your 2 months, it's going to automatically renew each month on the 29th day, okay? And that's in the discounted amount of $249. Now, I'm also going to state in there as well, Oscar, that you can cancel or discontinue your services at any time. All we're going to ask from you is you call us 3 business days before your billing is due, so that way you don't get charged. There's no cancellation fee. We just simply part as friends. Okay, we're not going to erase your information. Okay, we don't erase your Google Business profile. We're just no longer servicing the profile to stay on the first page. Your Facebook page isn't going away. Okay, we're not going to erase your information because those profiles are yours. You're the owner of them. Even though we created them, we're just managers. Yes. You're the owner of those profiles. The only thing that would happen is if you still want the website, you pay $49 a month. We'll continue to host and maintain your website. Or you pay $99, one time $99. The domain of the website is yours, but you would have to recreate the website and find someone to host it. Or you could just say, I don't even want the website. I'm good. Okay? But your profile on Google and all that doesn't disappear because you're the owner of it. We've just been managing it. Even though we helped you get verified and create it, you're the owner of that profile and the Facebook.
Right.
Okay? We can't erase that information. And I'll walk you through all of that first on the voice verification before we take your payment.
So you don't have like a let's just say I'm going through a financial situation, right? And
okay.
You don't do like Yelp that you can pass the
Let's say, that's a great question. That is definitely a great question. Vamos a decir que, you know what? Let's just say, you know, I'll give you an example, right? Let's say that, you know, for a few months, you need a pause it because right now, financially, is not a good time for you, and you want to put it on pause for 2 or 3 months, right? You can call us and say, hey, I need you guys to pause it for 2 or 3 months. I really don't have the money right now. I need to put it on hold, okay? We'll pause it. You're not paying for it. You're not losing your spot on Google, but we're not optimizing it on the first page. Does that make sense?
Right.
Okay. Right. So you do have that option as well, but you still want to make sure that you call 3 business days before your fecha of your billing. So that way you don't get charged on that date. Right. So after your 2 months, let's say 3 or 4 months down the road, you're like, you know what? I need to pause it a couple months because right now money's kind of tight. Right. Or maybe te vas de viaje. I don't know. You're going out of town for a month or whatever. Right. Call us. And just let us know, like, listen, financially right now, I can't do it. Can you guys pause my account for the next 3 months? And we will help you with that. Okay?
No, I'm just saying, you know, just in case.
Well, you know, that's a good question to ask.
Yeah.
Like my grandma used to say, si no preguntas, closed mouth doesn't get fed. You have to ask. So yes,
that's right.
In that case, Oscar, because, you know, sometimes así pasan las cosas, you know, my husband just recently, I will tell you, in December, I had a heart attack. My husband does dialysis, and I had to call my credit cards because I was waiting for my disability to come through, and I had to tell them, hey, listen, can you guys work with me? I don't have the payment right now. I'm waiting to get paid. And they did. They worked with me, you know, so it doesn't hurt to ask, okay?
Well,
I know
it's
a different situation, right? But, yeah, if you need a deposit for a couple months, yes, you can do that, okay?
Okay, so I was going to ask you also, how long you think it might take for you guys to do that Google and all the stuff?
Great question. So with our timeline, from the time that you conduct your client interview tomorrow, we're getting work done. So within 5 to 7 days, your business Facebook page is created and you're listed in the directories and you can start tracking your results with us. 7 to 14 days, your website and your Facebook ads are live. Those can also start generating phone calls for you. What we state in our terms and conditions, and it's what we send to you in writing with your invoice, with your receipt, with us getting you verified on Google, creating the Google business profile, optimizing it, and maintaining it on the first page, Oscar, that's going to take, we always give you the timeline of 45 to 60 days, okay? That's always going to be our promise. Now, I have seen sometimes where it has happened a lot sooner, but I'm still going to say 45 to 60 days. Because I would rather under-promise and over-deliver. And when it happens sooner, even better. Okay? And we'll send you notifications as everything's being processed so you're aware of the work that we're doing too. Okay? So we'll notify you once you're on the first page, when your Facebook ads are live in your website, so this way you're aware of what we're doing. Okay?
All right.
Okay? So what I'm going to do first, Oscar, I'm going to turn on the voice verification recording when I'm walking you through it. If there's something you don't understand, I want you to stop me and say, wait a minute, Nadine, what does that mean? So I can review it with you and then rephrase it. And this is before I take your billing information, okay? Because I want to make sure you understand everything clearly, okay?
Right.
Okay.
Yes.
So I'm going to turn on the recording, Oscar, and it reads like this. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Spare Key.
Spare Key or Spare Keys with an S at the end?
Keys.
Okay, thank you. Please state your name and title within the business.
Oscar Santa Maria, owner.
And what is, perfect, thank you. Are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
And you are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Correct.
To get results as fast as possible, Oscar, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign. So as a result of increased visibility, please be advised that you may receive calls from third-party vendors that are unrelated to local splash. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls, text messages, and emails from local splash?
Yes.
So what we're saying is this. We might call you with an update. We know you can't just pick up the phone because you're in the middle of a job. All we're asking is just respond to us within 24 business hours. We want you to keep the open communication with us. Okay, that's super important. Now,
yeah.
I'm going to put a security question on your account with us because anytime that we call you, Oscar, I always want you to ask us, what's my security question? And this is to protect your account here. Okay. Now, you can choose that the security question be your mother's maiden name, the city that you were born in, or your first pet's name. What would you like for the security question?
The pet's name.
What was your first pet's name?
Rocky.
Rocky. Aw. Now, any time that we call you, always ask, what's my security question? And I'll tell you why. Because if someone hangs up on you, then you know it wasn't us calling. Okay? So
oh,
be aware
okay.
that other companies might be calling you and they're trying to sell you
right.
other type of online products. They're not associated with us. We're not going to ask you for more money than the $249 a month. Okay?
I do love
always
that.
Always ask that question.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Can you
and
explain a little bit more on that?
Absolutely. Absolutely. So what we're saying here, Oscar, we're not saying that you can't do other marketing. We're saying that before you do, give us a call first to make sure that we're not already including that service. We don't want you investing more money if you don't need to. Like, we know you have your Yelp page. That doesn't interfere with what we're doing. But if you're going to do anything
uh-huh.
else, just give us a heads up. Because, again, we don't want you spending more money if you don't need to. Okay?
Oh, okay. Okay.
So in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term
yes.
of your agreement? Okay. Now, Oscar, your payment for the initial term and investment will be charged today's date, which is January 29th, 2025, in the non-refundable amount of $348. Now, this is a two-month verbal agreement. So what that means, Oscar, okay, is that your second payment will be charged on February 28th, 2025, in the discounted amount of $249. Now, once the term is completed, the agreement will automatically renew each month, but on the 29th day in the discounted amount of $249. However, you may pause or discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting our client support number. That's the number I asked you to save in the text message I sent, 877-635-6225. Now, if you choose to pause or cancel the account, just please make sure that you call us 3 business days before your billing is due, so that way you don't get charged. Okay?
Okay.
Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay. Now, we're going to go over the billing. We're almost done. We probably only need like maybe 4 or 5 more minutes. But my call might hang up on you, okay, because if I'm on the phone for more than an hour, sometimes my phone acts up and it disconnects. I did not hang up on you, okay? I will call you right back, all right?
Okay.
So, quick question, Oscar. Are you licensed? I know you're licensed. Are you insured también?
You know, I wasn't sure, but I have some issues with the insurance. They were kind of...
Okay.
going way up more. I try to find another insurance because this one here, I just canceled it because I had some situation with billing.
I'm going to put that you're in the process. Don't even worry about that. Okay? I'm just going to put que estás en el proceso. I know California insurance has gotten crazy lately.
It is. You know, it's just.
There's an insurance. What's the name of it? Let me think.